So every day when I wake up in the morning, I go into meditation and I ask for guidance from the powers, the intangible powers, and I get focused. I think about, what does Willow need today? Okay, let me check that off, handle that. What does Jada need today? What does Daddy need today? And okay, Jada, before the day is done, you better make sure that you take care of yourself. And that's a new thing for me. When you and Jaden were first born, I had forgotten how to take care of myself because you guys were my world. You guys were my everything. You still are. But I had forgotten how to do that. And at the end of the day, the one thing that I always want to tell you, Willow, and the reason why you always have to be in communication, especially with me, your family, your grandmother, your father, your brothers, your friends, the people who love you, you have to understand that life is a journey. Communication creates partnerships. Mm. Okay? That we are here to assist you. That we can't make your life for you, and we can't help you with the things that we don't know. And that you always have to remember to take care of you first and foremost. Because when you stop taking care of yourself, you get out of balance and you really forget how to take care of others. And I think that we've been taught that taking care of yourself is a problem. And I'll tell you something about being a mother. And some of the messaging that we get in this country about being a mother, that you have to completely sacrifice everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
You have to completely sacrifice every single thing. And I think that what the re-messaging that we as mothers need to have and gravitate to is that you have to take care of yourself in order to have the alignment and the power to take care of others at the capacity that we do, because it fills the well. Mm-hmm. What I believe that I do takes so much energy, so much work from heart, spirit, and creativity that I have to be responsible enough to take care of me, because you know what happens? Imbalance comes, and you know what happens? I look to you, Willow, and I say, Willow, you've got to do this, because if you don't, you become, I start looking towards you. I start making you responsible for my happiness. And a lot of times, you know what we do? We look to our men, we look to our husbands and our boyfriends, and we go, you, I've given all this up for you, and you've got to make this right by me, and you're supposed to make me happy. Because we've lost our way on how to make ourselves happy. We lost our way. So what I had to do and what I had to learn was how to get more balance. And over the years, each year, each day, I get more and more and more and more in balance. More and more and more in alignment. And you know what? I get more and more happy. And the very thing that I thought would make you unhappy or make Jaden unhappy or make Daddy unhappy actually is fulfilling for you guys as well. Even though it might not be a tangible reason, but the more happy I am and the more fulfilled I am, it works for the family. And when I'm not, it doesn't. It's really that simple.
Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business. See if you can find some ways to multiply your value to the marketplace. And he said, your income will immediately start to change. Up until then, I was hoping that the economy would change. I was hoping that my company would change. I was hoping that my paycheck would change. I was hoping that circumstances outside would change. And then here's what I found out. It isn't going to change. So then my question was, if it isn't going to change, how will my life ever change? And here's what my teacher taught me. When you change, everything will change for you. When you get better, everything will get better for you. That's where I picked up that phrase. For things to change, you've got to change. You don't have to change the marketplace. You don't have to change the marketing plan. You don't have to change the economy. You don't have to change countries. You don't have to change circumstances out there. All you've got to do is look within and see if you can change yourself for the better. And as you change, things will start to change for you.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, that if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that is really not easy as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. That living alone is just very difficult. And once we begin to come to grips with the fact that living is difficult, life is very challenging. I heard a song once by a guy named Dimples called, "If it ain't one thing, it's another." I say to you, if it ain't one thing, it's 12 others. Always something. You will never ever have a problem-free moment in life. Somebody said, and I like this, that you either in a problem or just left one or headed toward one. Anybody found that to be so? Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, there's always something. So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. It's very important. You owe that to yourself. I was reading a book by Og Mandino called The University of Success. Read one line, gave me a chill. I didn't have to read anything else in the book. He said, many of us never realize our greatness because we become sidetracked by secondary activity. We spread ourselves too thin, don't know how to say no. And we find ourselves doing all kinds of things and never ever have time to do those things that we need to do to work on ourselves. And then there goes a second, there goes another second, there goes another second, and we can't stop and hold time. And before you know it, you wake up one day and you're behind in your dreams and your bills.
To influence someone, you have to already be influenced, right? To move somebody, you better be moved. To touch somebody, you can't touch somebody about your product or service or vision or idea or your company if you're not touched. To persuade others, you have to be persuaded. You can't give somebody else what you don't have. Now, you may have it intellectually, and here's the challenge. When you first meet somebody in your relationship, and you're all excited. What's the level of energy like? 0 to 10, make the sound of that energy. You meet somebody you're totally excited by, make the sound of it. 6 months, 6 years, 20 years later. It's scary, isn't it? And it's not time, because there are people, I've been with them, been together 65 years, and they're still out of their mind for each other. They make the same amount of noise you did in the beginning here. What changes is, very often, when you're around something enough, I don't care what it is, there's a law called the law of familiarity. The law of familiarity says this: if you're around something enough, you take it just a little bit for granted. And it doesn't matter what it is, it's not that you don't care, it's that you get used to it. It's that the variety of it is not quite as high, it's not so new, and with that, sometimes you give it less significance. Even though in your heart you know it's significant, you don't keep the aliveness of it. It becomes something you intellectualize versus something you feel inside your body with a passion. So there are people who say, but we love each other. Yeah, well, that's great. You know, you hug each other every now and then. You say you love each other. Little kiss like that. Was that how it was in the beginning? No. It isn't time. It's that most people don't understand that this emotion, this intensity, this passion has to be constantly reinforced every single day. And like any muscle, if you don't use it, you... So then you have the base understanding of why you do what you do, but you've lost the energy that makes it alive. And so if you're gonna be touching people, you gotta be touched. So then the question is, how do we influence ourselves? How do we influence other people? We gotta get them into their emotions. We gotta get ourselves into the emotions that are gonna move us to action. And we got to do that ongoing, because otherwise all the stuff you wrote down will die. It'll die in your book. It'll die in your head. There has to be a level of emotion, a level of hunger in you that makes you go follow through. There's got to be a level of energy in you that when you go share it with people, you're able to influence them to follow through. And when they don't do it, enough to get back in there with them again and get them to do it again. This is where the whole game gets won or lost. Do you agree or disagree with me on this? So what we got to look at is, first of all, us. And where does it have to start? Ourselves, since we're the first constraint. And if we can do it with ourselves and influence, then we can teach everybody else to influence. We've said business is innovation and marketing. You have to influence people to innovate, because they're not going to just do it because they're used to what works and it's easier and they know it. Innovation means massive what? Change. How many people go, give me more massive change in my life with all the other things I'm trying to hang on to? They're not going to do that. You have to influence people to innovate. And marketing is influence. So what influences us is our states. How do we change our states? Let's start with you and I and with anybody we're going to work with. You've worked with me before, you know the first answer. If you're going to change somebody's state, the fastest way to do it is physical. Trying to change somebody's mind is really hard. Change their body, their mind will go. If you doubt it, give somebody enough alcohol and just see how quickly you can change them. True? Give enough alcohol, I don't care who they are, they're going to change. What are you changing? Biochemistry, physiology. Physical body and the emotion, the mind will shift. That's why people take drugs. That's why people eat. When they go eat, it's a biochemical change in their body. So, but we can do this through movement. We can do this through change. So if you want to be the leader and you're going to be affected, first thing I'd say to all of you going home, so you don't feel overwhelmed, is you need to develop an ongoing discipline, because we are our rituals. And I mean a physical one. If you want to say, well, why is my life the way it is today? Look at your rituals. Whether you call them rituals or not, you have them. Most of you get up and you have a set of rituals. You go straight to email, or you go straight and work out, or you go have your breakfast, or you hit the snooze alarm at least 3 times. It's your ritual. Who knows what I'm talking about here? And if you want to know what somebody's like, you can see their rituals. You can look at anybody's body in this room, if you had them take their clothes off, and you know some of their rituals or lack thereof. Is it true? If every day you get up and your ritual is you go to Starbucks and order a smoke a boca, whatever those things are that you have, right? And a big muffin and whatever it is, right? And that's what you do every day. It's not hard to figure out what you're going to be like by 10:30 in the morning. You're going to be looking for your next coffee, your next whatever, because we're going to stimulate your adrenal glands like crazy, and they're going to drop predictably. And we know what your stress level is going to be like. We know when your energy is going to go and fade. It's predictable because of your rituals. If you eat a certain way, you can predict that person's going to be fat and tired. You eat a different way, you know. If a person eats and they exercise a certain way, you know what their body's going to be like. Who here works out 5 days a week, never misses? It's just your life. Let me see your hands. Look at the number of people here. That's fantastic. That's really, give everybody a hand. That's really fantastic. Who here honestly never works out consistently? Right? Don't clap. Now here's what's interesting. I'm not saying one is right as one is wrong, but will those two different rituals create a different body? Yes or no? If we wanted to really make it clear, we'd say everybody works out 5 days a week, stand up. We can look at them. Sit down. Everybody doesn't work out, stand up, look at them. It'll be pretty obvious. Now, some people's metabolism is different. They get by with different things, but you get the picture, don't you? Your relationships today are the results of your rituals. If the first thing you do every day when you come home is, hi, honey, and then you go and give him a little peck on the cheek, and then you sit down and start typing your emails, or you flip on the news, it's not hard to know what your relationship's going to be like. You guys might love each other, but it's going to be one boring, dead relationship. It's like having a brother or a sister. But if your new ritual was, and you just, in the beginning, you made it a ritual. You just made it for fun. You say, every day when I come home, the minute I'm going to do is I'm going to yell my husband or wife's name, or sometimes my wife's a little crazy, so I go, Lucy! I'm home! And then we both go running. Wherever she is in the house, wherever in the house, we go running full speed like lovers that haven't seen each other in 6 months. We do it. Ask my assistant all the time. Now, not every day, but it's our ritual to this process, right? It's just a crazy thing. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the hand, but that's not why I'm telling you to do this. I'm telling you this because I want you to create yours. Because when you do that and you're playful and crazy and you do that on a regular basis, like, you can't wait to see each other. And the biggest ritual that we have besides physical, and by the way, let me just say to you this, when you go home, If you want to transform your business, transform you by creating first, if you don't already have one, a set of physical rituals that you're not going to miss. I don't care if it's 3 days a week, 4 days a week, something's going to make you physically strong, because in a place where there's going to be a lot of fear, the way you deal with crisis is number one thing you should do is feed your mind. And you're doing that. Get yourself new answers. Immerse yourself in new environments. Get new voices. Have new perspectives. Ask some new questions. Isn't that what we've been doing here? Right? And we're doing it together and bringing all these people together. I basically, to create innovation in your life and marketing, I've assembled here 19 people. You assemble 5 days of your life, and we're just rocking day and night. It's the total immersion of what I taught you in innovation. It's really what it is. But this has got to continue. For it to continue, though, we've also been managing your state to a great extent. Right? Most of you don't go home and 4 or 5 days a day start clapping like crazy and screaming and shaking. You don't do that yourself. Right? And so some of you are going to go like, wow, it doesn't feel the same as at the seminar and stuff. You know, I'm back here by myself and my people aren't doing this. But some of you will go home and initiate this. You're going to have your physiology five, your 5 minutes of physiology shift, once an hour, once every 90 minutes, or no more than once every 2 hours. You're going to start your morning with everybody, and you're going to bring in and get some little audio clip of something from a movie or something that blasts across, you know, the room. And everybody stand at attention. You're going to do some crazy stuff if you're smart. Go over to Zappos and see what they do. They got the most crazy stuff going on there. All the stuff that I do in seminars, they do every day at their location with their people.